For the 12th of Cheshvan, we continue the halachas of Tfilin. We're in Simen Yud. We're up to Sif Chaf in the art scroll. It's on page 144. We've been talking about the halachas of Tfilin, the placement of the Tfilin, the timing of the Tfilin, and we continue. And today we're going to conclude the halachas of Tfilin. Sif Chaf Chayltsin Me'umar. The Tfilin should be removed while standing. Meisir as Hakriches Ben Etzba. One first removes, meaning unwinds, the straps that were wound around the finger. Goes backwards of how he started, and two or three of the seven revolutions that were wrapped around his arm. Interesting, we don't often do that. Most people simply remove the parts around their finger, but the Kitzur says that a person should be removing the parts around his arm a little bit as well. He then removes the shel roish first, and afterwards he removes the shel yad, since it is written in the Torah, and let them be tefillin between your eyes, from the fact that the verse writes the word v'hayu, let them be, meaning them in plural. Chazal explain, calls man shebein einecha yu shtayim, that whenever the tefillin shel roish are on a person's head, right? You said calls man shebein einecha yu shtayim, that whenever the tefillin are between your eyes, that's tefillin shel roish, they shall be two tefillin being worn, meaning both the shel yad and shel roish. That's why he says vehoyu, and they should be, meaning when you're dealing with the tefillin shel roish, it should always be a they. So therefore, when you're taking them off, the tefillin shel roish should be taken off when you have two tefillin still, meaning tefillin shel yad should still be on your arm. But again, therefore, first, the shel yad is put on first, and the shel roish is removed first. Because whenever you put on your tefillin shel roish, you should always have your shel yad on also. The shel roish should be removed using your left hand, which is the weaker arm, to show how difficult it is to remove your tefillin, meaning you don't want to let it go, because in truth, the optimal form of the mitzvah would be the best thing, that you should be wearing your tefillin the entire day, but because we're not able to maintain ourselves with a clean body, as we'll talk about soon, we remove our tefillin immediately after davening. And a person should not remove his tefillin, not while he is in front of a sefer Torah. Interesting enough, he's not supposed to remove it when he is in front of his teacher. And the Mishnah Berurah in note 105 says that we're talking about specifically your Rebbe Muvik, your primary Rebbe. The process of taking off the tefillin shel roish usually includes burying one's head, and it's disrespectful to do this before the sefer Torah, one's primary Torah teacher. Instead, a person should go off to the side and remove them there. We actually said earlier how important it is to leave your tefillin on when the sefer Torah is in front of you. We based it on a pasuk. Minik chachamim, it's the custom of chachamim l'nashik as a tefillin, to kiss the tefillin b'shas hanachasim, when you're putting them on, u'b'shas chalitzasim, and when you were taking them off. Ein lahasir is a talis, a person should not remove his talis ad la'acher chalitzas ha'tefillin, until the tefillin are removed. So again, you're supposed to be showing difficulty when you take off your tefillin because you love your tefillin so much, and you're supposed to take off your left arm. You're supposed to take it off, not in front of, not at a time when it's going to be disrespectful. Sif Chaf Aleph. Yanich es tefillin b'seich akis shalehen. Upon removing the tefillin, one should put the tefillin into their pouch. But even sheyede lemochel lohitz tichila shalyad, in a way that you will be able to know which side your tefillin shalyad will always be on, so you take out the tefillin shalyad first, as we already spoke about earlier. However, this should not be done by putting the tefillin shel yad on top of the tefillin shel roish, given the shel roish kedushasa kedela mi shel yad, because the tefillin shel roish, as we said a few times earlier, is actually more holy than your tefillin shel yad. We said earlier, because it has the shin on it, it has the four batim. Ela rather yanichem zu etzel zu, you should put them next to each other. But again, put them next to each other in a way that you'll always know which side is your tefillin shel yad, and you'll be able to go to that one first. V'yanich ha'kisim ha'tefillin, the pouch with the tefillin should be placed b'seich kis ha'talis lamata, deep inside the talis bag, towards the back of the talis bag, v'ha'talis lamala, and the talis should be towards the front, k'dei sheyifka b'talis tchila, so that you should be able to touch your talis first, and therefore, as we said, put your talis on first, because if a person would get their tefillin before their talis, they would have to put on their tefillin before their talis. Sif Chav Beis. It's of primary importance that tefillin be worn at a minimum during the recitation, as we said earlier, of Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. One who says Shema and does not wear his tefillin at the time is considered to be testifying falsely, chas v'shalom, about himself. So let us see more about this. Misha in light tefillin, a person does not have tefillin, v'atzibur mispalim, and the congregation is praying, finds himself in the following predicament. If he davens now with the tzibur, with the public over there, so then with the congregation, and he doesn't have tefillin, so what's he going to do? He'll end up saying Shema and Shemoneh Esrei without wearing tefillin. That's a problem. That's, as we said, he's going to be testifying falsely about himself, because he just says in the words of Kriya Shema how you have to be wearing tefillin. So mutav shiyisakiv ad la'achay tefillin zatzibar. It's better to wait until after the congregation has completed the prayers, lusha lo'y tefillin me'achay, to borrow tefillin from somebody else, kidei sheyikri Kriya Shema v'yispel Shemoneh Esrei betefillin, so that he can recite Shema and pray Shemoneh Esrei while wearing tefillin, mimashi yispel mitzibar lo'y tefillin, than to pray with the congregation without tefillin. Now, it's very important over here. He seems to be saying clearly that don't go over to somebody else and take his tefillin while he's still davening, because that would be inappropriate. Why are you taking away his tefillin? He doesn't say it openly, but it seems to be clear. He's saying go after davening, get that person's tefillin, and you won't be able to daven with a tzibur. But how can you take away somebody's tefillin? I'm always bothered. Somebody offers his tefillin to somebody else. How can I stop wearing my tefillin, losing my 8 mitzvahs every moment I'm wearing my tefillin, in order to lend my tefillin to somebody else? I don't understand why people would do that. Aval Misha Misyari, however, a person who is afraid, Shema Yavar Zman Kriyishma Ad Sheyimsa Tefillin, that the time in which one must recite Kriyishma may pass before he finds Tefillin, Kari Kriyishma B'lay Tefillin, so in that case, he has no choice, he has to say Kriyishma without his Tefillin. V'im Misyari, and if he's afraid, Shema Yavar Gam Zman Tefillah, also Miss Zman Tefillah, without his Tefillin, Mispal Gamkin, he should daven also without putting on his Tefillin, Kshiyimsa Acher Kach Tefillin, when he does get Tefillin, Yenichem Bebrachis, he should put them on with the appropriate blessing. Things, V'yemer behem eza mizmor, and he should say some kapitel tilim, or yispal behem mincha, or he should say tilim with them. Aval, however, laila lavzman tefillin, you have to remember that nighttime is not the time for tefillin, v'osr lanich and b'lein, you cannot put on your tefillin at nighttime. Muter likach tefillin shachaver, it's permitted to take the tefillin of someone else. Gam shalebi de, also like we spoke about earlier about the halachas of taking someone else's talis, you can take it without his knowledge, lanich and l'varech alein, to put them on and to make the brachas on them, k'mesh k'sadim sim shalif nezis, if you know, if lein and talis, as he said, we discussed by the halachas of talis. Again, so if a person is able to say Krishma and Shemoneh Esrei before Zman Krishma, before Zman Tefillah, but he will not be able to say it with the Tzibur, he should once again, better to say it without the Tzibur and say Krishma and Shemoneh Esrei with your Tefillin on. Sif Chaf Gimel, as long as you're going to be in time for Zman Krishma and Zman Tefillah. Sif Chaf Gimel, Tefillin Tzrichin Guf Nakid, the wearing Tefillin requires that one maintain a clean body. Utzrichin Lezer Shalei Leafich, a person has to be careful not to pass gas while wearing Tefillin. Va'ayin Nekamon, Sif min yud bay sif dalit. Chole me'ayim, either a person suffers from intestinal disorder, meaning he has to pass gas frequently, afilu ein lo yitzar, even if he's not experiencing pain, potter min ha'tefillin, he's therefore potter from wearing tefillin, because he's not able, m'pnei she'ein yachal lishmer es asim nikiyos keroy, because he's not able to maintain a clean body. V'im nira loy, but if it seems to him she'yachal yas beguf nagi, that he can for some time maintain a clean body, b'shas kriya shema tefillah shemoneh esrei, during the time where he's going to be saying shema shemoneh esrei, yanichem oz, then he could put it on only for that time, because he'll be able to maintain his cleanliness for that time. Avol shar chayla, but any other sick person, imitzar b'cholya, if he feels pain due to his illness, vein daitim yoshevus lovim tein tzare, and he's not going to be able to have a clear mind because of his pain, pater, he's not required to put on tefillin, mipnei she'also latzeiach daitim hen, because we said earlier, a person is not allowed to divert his attention from them, and in this case, the guy is not able to focus on his tefillin, v'im lav, but if he's not having pain to such an extent, chayav, he is obligated to wear his tefillin. Sif chav dalet. Katan, Hayadei Lishmer Tefillin, a child who knows how to preserve and protect his tefillin properly, Shalei Yafiach Bem, not to pass gas while he's wearing them, Vishalei Yishmer Bem, not to fall asleep while wearing his tefillin, Aviv Chayiv Liknas El Tefillin, a father's already obligated to buy him tefillin for his child, even if he's a minor, Sheyanichem, so he could put them on, V'achshav Nispash HaMinig, but nowadays the minig is widespread, Shemaschal HaKotin Laniach Tefillin, a child puts on tefillin, Shnayim Vishalei Shechadashim Koyim Shnasa Ben Shalei Shezoyeshona, 2 or 3 months before he is 13 years old. And more common nowadays, we put on 1 month, some people put on even more than that, some people put on the day of their bar mitzvah. Sif Chav Hey. Regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov, these are, right in the introduction, the article writes, the day of Shabbos and Yom Tov serve as an ois, a sign of the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. Therefore, there is no mitzvah to wear tefillin on these days, but for the sign of the tefillin is not needed because we already have the sign upon us of Shabbos and Yontif. One who would wear tefillin on such days, besides for disrespecting the holy day of Shabbos and Yontif by making it look like they're not a sign of the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people, also violates the prohibition of an aver of Baal Tosef, not allowed to add on to the mitzvahs. On Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of the festivals, Pesach and Sukkot, it has aspects of Yom Tov and weekdays. On the one hand, the mitzvahs of Yom Tov apply on these days, and on the other hand, there are some weekday ideas of these days as well. Be'inyan hanachas tefillin b'chol hamoed, regarding putting on tefillin during Chol HaMoed, yesh machlekes ha'poskim, there is a disagreement amongst the poskim whether a person should wear tefillin during these days, v'chilukim and hagim, and varying customs, yesh mikaymei she'ochzu kedas ha'poskim shalei l'anichem, there are places who hold, like the poskim, that to put on tefillin during Chol HaMoed, v'yesh mikaymei. And some people, some places do have the minhag to put on their tefillin during Chol HaMoed. But those places that have a minhag to wear them, they don't make a bracha out loud in shul, as opposed to the rest of the year when they would make the bracha out loud. And some not only don't make the bracha out loud, but they don't even make the bracha. So he has three minhagim here. Don't put on, but don't make the brachas out loud, and put on, and don't make the bracha at all. The yesh l'chav, and a person who puts them on, should intend she'im chol ha'moed lav zman tefillin. He should have in mind, if chol ha'moed is not the proper time for wearing tefillin, tiyana kirtzus ba'al mechas ha'sham, these should be shalak, as if you're wearing any straps. That's what the Prima Gadim says. Malf b'she'inim avarch, and even if a person does not make a bracha, which is the third minute he quoted earlier, mikol makam asr l'hafzik, he's still not allowed to interrupt, bein shalyad l'shal reish, between putting on tefillin shalyad and shal reish, ach l'kadish l'kadush l'yafzik, but he is allowed to interrupt by Kaddish and Kedusha. He said the same exact thing about putting on tefillin Rebbeinu Tam, where a person doesn't make a bracha, he's not allowed to interrupt, but he is allowed to answer for Kaddish and Kedusha. Utzrich and Lazar, a person has to take kirshem espalalim beveis haknesses achas, that when people daven in a single shul, lo yuk tzas menichem, tzas em menichem, you can't have some people putting on tefillin, some people are not putting on tefillin, kei nira, de bezeh vade ikum shul, it's a great to do, that if a person would do such a thing, if you had half the shul putting on, half the shul not putting on, you'd be violating the leisa sein l'tayra of having different factions. Nowadays, after the war, when so many different communities are in one single community, many, many shuls are like this, where half the shul is putting on and half the shul is not. We also mentioned earlier that it seems like the halacha himself, the minhag of the Kishon Aruch, was to put on tefillin during Chol HaMoed. Sif chav vav, tefillin shehuchzeku b'kashrus, as long as you know your tefillin are known to be kosher, min hadin kol zman shabayis shalom, so long as you don't see any cracks on the houses, on the bottom of your tefillin, gamra parshias harin b'chaskasin, so you could assume that the parshias, the parchments inside, are also fine. Vein azarchim b'tzrichim b'dika, and you don't have to check them to buy a sofer to make sure they're okay. Omikol mokam noch, but it is proper to have your tefillin checked and the papers checked inside as well, because sometimes these do get damaged by the sweat of the one wearing his tefillin. If a person only puts on his tefillin infrequently, so in such a case, a person should check his tefillin twice in 7 years, because it might be a concern that they became moldy through disuse. And again, he's clearly not to do more. This wouldn't have to happen unless a person knew that there was a problem with the tefillin or didn't wear the tefillin frequently. Similarly, if the bias was damaged, a person has to check everything, even in the scrolls inside. If a person's tefillin got immersed in water, that person would have to check his tefillin. However, if you don't know anyone who knows how to check them, and you don't know anybody who could sew them back together, you should not get them checked, obviously, because in that case, you'll be not keeping the mitzvah tefillin because you have nobody who could put it back together. So you should put on the tefillin, but you can't make the bracha now because it's assumed that there might be a problem with his tefillin. And by doing it now, we conclude the halachas of tefillin.